So before even starting our session, we need to make sure that we have the preparation work sorted out. And a key element of that is choosing a suitable environment for the activity to take place. So setting the scene, really, it's a crucial element for the success of the activity. Choosing a room, how do we go about it? So the key thing to do is really find a room that is a good size for the group, that is large enough to host the number of people we are going to work with comfortably, but that is not excessively large so that people can be easily distracted and maybe prone to behaviors like wandering or things like that. So a good sized room, possibly a relatively quiet room or quite quiet room where secluded maybe, where the group can listen and hear easily what is said during the session. A room with plenty of natural light so they can read and see all the props and materials we're going to use, and a room where there is not too much traffic of people coming in and out to avoid disruption, to avoid them getting unsettled, and to make really help them make the most of the session. A huge positive impact has been the one provided by the support of care workers during the Lingo Flamingo sessions. Sometimes we had fairly large groups where maybe a couple of care workers were also joining in. Sometimes we had an individual with special needs, and here maybe we could really do with some extra help from the staff members. Another key element of preparation work is also the amount of material that we bring into the session that needs to be prepared in advance and needs to be suitable for the session to take place. Props are really, really good for breaking the ice and kickstarting the session in a good way. Some of these can be objects that remind us of a certain country, or maybe, I don't know, a map or a musical instrument. Music has a key role to play, especially with learners living with dementia. It helps them be engaged, relaxed, and creates very, very positive association with the activity as well for future sessions. So it's really good to have a selection of MP3 songs downloaded from one of the many websites that are out there on the web, and something suitable to play the songs, and a loudspeaker can also be really helpful to make sure the volume is at the right level. Technology can also be used. Some homes or establishments have laptops and projectors. However, they are not necessarily a must-have. We had huge success with large print material, colored, very, very bright and easy to see, that respects maybe the visual impairment of dementia, people living with dementia, by having a contrasting color so that it's easier for them to see the images. Another good prop could be buzzers, because we are going to encourage using games like quizzes to run the activities. It's important to have these props with us before. We can also use rewards, whatever that might be suitable or of interest to the particular group that we are working with.